This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's time for Good Day Health, and in this episode, Dr. Ken Kronos joins us. He's got x-ray ears and an x-ray vision, x-ray mouth, so we're all set. He's been looking like he didn't have anything better to do at all of the stuff that's coming from the various journals of medicine. That's what he does every week, and he reports to you on the impact of the studies. Many of them are about the COVID-19, as you might imagine, where we're going with the research that's done, where we're going with what people are experiencing, what can we look for in the future. You know, one thing as an aside as we get started here, Ken, is the continuing information. You know, you go through this. At the beginning, people thought this was true. And then about halfway through, people thought, well, that's not true. This is true. And then more recently, people say, well, you know what? That's really not true. This is really what's true. So it's pretty hard. People are pretty frustrated because they don't really know what to think, what to do, how to react. I'm quite sure, and this is not in our purview, but just in my own way of kind of surfing through this, and even though it sounds crass, I have to work on how I present my feelings in comparing numbers of people who've lost their lives to the impact on our society in terms of the economy, people and their prospects for the future, what are their hopes, dreams, you know, that stuff. Mental health is very important to physical health. It's, you know, spirit, mind, body, and if your mind is clouded, clogged up, if you will, by worries over what to do or what not to do, or let's say you're one of the 5 million small business owners that have either work by yourself or with 3 or 4 employees, and you don't know if you're going to be able to put food on the table tomorrow. There have been 643 suicides so far in this thing directly related to the virus and its impact on people who have businesses in their lives. So, okay, where do we go with all of this? It's very difficult at this point in time, but I will tell you, you don't need me to tell you what's going on. You can see it around you. I guess I'm wondering, you're in a little very nice town in Central Florida. How has the virus affected day-to-day life there? Never mind at your clinic, Lake Cardiology. I know how we can talk about that. But what about the town itself? I know the town well because I go there every year. I just wonder what it's like there now as a typical American town in a part of Florida that usually is nothing but hustle and bustle.
Right. Well, it's changing in March and April. Everything closed down. But in the last few weeks, things are slowly opening up with good common sense, social distancing, wearing masks. And the most vulnerable, the very elderly, the people with illnesses that put them in the high-risk category are staying home. But the rest of us are going out. We're social distancing. We're wearing masks. And things are going okay. Things are going good. It's really working out.
Yeah. All right. So that's a good thing. All right. Let's get started with our overview of the before we do that, I just want to, when I said a minute ago, you know, it was the truth then and now it's not the truth, and an example of something that was thought to be important at the beginning, which is being debunked all over the place, is what happens to the virus when it hits surfaces, whether it's cardboard, whether it's metal. It seems that what we were told first isn't accurate. Is that correct?
Yeah, not to get personal, but the CDC and the NIH, their crystal ball on this one hasn't been very good. You can run off the long list, and I've heard a number of people do it, the long list of things that were stated from January to February to March to April that have all not turned out to be correct. And, you know, when you have a new disease, that may happen, but it does lead to many of us being very skeptical now of what we're hearing. So this has been a problem among the so-called experts at NIH and CDC on the recommendations. And another one bit the dust yesterday and the day before. Initially, when we heard back in March about the ways that we were going to get the coronavirus. It was by somebody coughing, sneezing, or talking in front of us, or by us touching a surface. You know, we heard initially that on some surfaces that the virus remained up to 3 days, especially on plastic, and if you touched it, you're at high risk of getting it. Well, the CDC has revised that recommendation. They've updated it, and now they're saying that the virus does not spread easily by touching contaminated surfaces or objects, by animals to humans. Contact, it also doesn't spread easily, and vice versa. So these were two areas of concern a month or two ago, and now it's very unlikely. It doesn't mean we should stop washing our hands or keep our hands off our face, off our eyes, nose, and mouth, but it just means that this is a much less likelier way of spreading it than we originally thought. The way we now think it's spread is by when someone coughs, sneezes, or talks, and they emit the virus, and then we breathe it in. And that's really the common way. And that's why spending yourself 6 feet away at least from folks is going to be a good way to protect yourself. And that's why also wearing a mask, which was initially suggested would not help, I think is very helpful, especially as we get things back and going.
Clear to me in all the discussion, as you know, in addition to doing this program with you, I do a daily, weekly program, a daily program that's for the masses, general informational morning program. And I also do a couple of other focused programs relating to various aspects of our lives here in America. And one of the things that's become clear to me as a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, is I can understand, it's pretty simple if you understand how the body works, how hygiene works, how biology works. This stuff spreads by contact based on drops or something that is that's a liquid. Sneezing, coughing, that sort of thing, puts it out in the air.
Or talking.
Yep, just having a conversation with somebody. You don't have a mask on. So I wear my mask whenever I'm out in public. Matter of fact, I had cow masks designed for the farm.
Wow.
So people are wearing cow masks.
Is that for the cows or for the
people? No, for the people. As a matter of fact, we're selling them on the farm now.
Good
because
idea.
Everybody looked at them. They thought, wow, this is great. So anyway, the point is that I'm convinced, and so are most other people who are thinking this through, that the mask is a very good idea to protect other people, especially thoughtful. Gloves, I'm not so sure they do any good, frankly, but, you know, when it comes to serving food, I want to see somebody wearing gloves, frankly. But other than that, you know, what are you going to do? It's the mask. It's keeping people from getting whatever's coming out of your body if it happens to be contaminated.
And the social distancing. I think that's going to help us get this country open and back to work.
Well, I just put, we were, this weekend, we've opened up my farm for ice cream sales visits to see the cows, that sort of stuff. The last month or so we've been open, but people couldn't get out of their cars. They had to order ahead. They come in, we serve them, the people on the farm, the kids have masks and gloves, and, you know, we're doing the protocol that is required and requested. And I'm fine with that. Now, this weekend, we're going to open up
a little. I got my first haircut yesterday. It looked like a surgical suite. It was so antiseptic, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, now we've got, we're going to have people in groups less than 10 take the tour around the farm in the wagon and maybe congregate in the picnic tables. They can sit and look at the animals and stuff. Just no more than 10 people in one area. And I think people would be smart enough to police themselves, and they have to wear masks and that sort of thing. So anyway, that's where we're going. We're going to focus on these new trials, the test results for possible vaccines, as we move ahead here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen on this week's edition, as usual. Something that we all talk a lot about, obesity, how much of a problem it is for people. If you're overweight, you're more than likely to be affected, impacted, or more at risk anyway to get the COVID, according to all the doctors that I talk to. So if you go to toploss.com and actually see what Calitrin is all about. Calitrin is the number one weight loss product in the world that does not have any stimulants. It doesn't have any drugs. It is America, and as I say, for the world, the healthiest weight loss program you can get on. Take four of the capsules every night before you go to bed, and the natural ingredients in Calitrin go to work to shake off the body's extra fat and then do a little exercising. It's really a fabulous program. You can read all about it. Spend some time at toploss.com. Look at people's results. Look at how they do it, what the program is administered. You know, it's just, it's good. It's healthy. It's fun. And when you think about what the results are, you'll get really excited. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. And you don't have to pay for shipping. Plus, you'll be available for an unlimited number of the opportunities that you get. Buy three of these bottles, regular price, get three free. You can buy three, you can buy nine, you can buy 12, whatever number you like, and get an equal number of free. That's the deal right now. You to lose the weight, keep it off the natural way, stay healthy, don't get the virus, use that weight. Toploss.com is the website. Discount code is DJV.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on Lisa. See dealer for details.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer200.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
All right, Ken, let's get at this. Moderna is moving into phase two of a vaccine trial. What does it look like so far?
Well, I have to control my enthusiasm because this is exciting, and we don't want to get too excited yet, but it was announced this week by Moderna in 45 patients. This is a phase one, the first start of what's essentially a three-part trial to see initially if the vaccine was safe. And it was given to 45 individuals in March, and no adverse reactions in any of them, but much to the very pleasant surprise of everybody, all 45 developed adequate antibody to kill the virus, more antibody than what people who actually get exposed to the real thing. So this is really hopeful. It looks like we might have a vaccine that's safe and effective. What now has to be done is it has to be given into more people and then into larger people. And if the safety and effectiveness continues, voila, we have an effective, safe vaccine for COVID-2.
Voila. All right, more talk about possible ways to fix this problem as we continue here on this week's Good Day Health.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. So we're talking about the Moderna test results, but there are a couple of other companies that are working on possible vaccines as well. They're not as far along. Is that why they're not getting as much attention as Moderna? Or what do you know about some of the
correct? I think we are so hungry for good news that if anyone had some good news, it would certainly be trumpeted. And the fact is that Moderna got to the end of phase one first, and they were successful, and that's why they got all the initial headlines. But there are numerous trials going on of various vaccine potentials, and with any good news, I'm sure we'll all hear about it.
All right, next up, with regard to the COVID-19, you're a cardiologist practicing at your clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Florida. So your whole life is about heart and lungs and the circulatory system, how the blood moves around, what happens if people have heart attacks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what are the stats here when it comes to heart attack cases since the start of COVID?
Well, no one among my group of cardiologists, physicians, thinks that since COVID-19 has appeared that the number of people experiencing a heart attack has declined, given the extraordinary increase in level of stress that all of us are being exposed to. It would just be impossible that the number of heart attacks has declined. But what we know, reported in the New England Journal of Medicine this week, is that the heart attack cases have fallen by about a half at ERs since the start of the COVID-19 outbreak. So what the conclusion is another one of these issues that occurs with the lockdown is that people are so frightened to go to the ER, they're afraid of getting COVID-19, that even with a heart attack, they're not presenting. And this is very sad. And this is clearly not going to be good for our health. People are afraid to go to anybody in the healthcare system right now. It's getting less. It's certainly not as strong a feeling in many areas as it was in March and April, but there's so much cancer being undiagnosed, cancer prevention It's estimated that 90% of it's not being done. Coronary, heart, stroke prevention is not being done. General well-being, people's diabetes are not being taken care of.
The ancillary side of this is that because things are being shut down the way they are, not only do we have people dying by the tens of thousands because of the virus, but we have tens of thousands of people who are going to lose their lives because they can't get treatment for the other maladies, whether it's heart disease, cancer, you name it. It sounds like that's what's going on. Am I correct?
Exactly, because some offices and clinics close down, they can't get it, and then people have been so frightened, they're staying away. Mm-hmm. It's a combination of things, and hopefully this is loosening up, but this is going to have a huge impact. Hopefully the treatment of COVID-19 to the American public is not going to be worse than the problem.
Yeah, well, that's the problem right there. And the politically correct crowd that wants to tell you what to do, how to do it, what to think, and when to think, and all that stuff, that's taking its toll here. And these people, all
that's
these
not
devices.
Good for your health.
Oh, my God. All right, so that's a term. We don't have to spend any more time on that, but I want to talk about telemedicine and how that is playing into primary care. I'll tell you my experience, and Ken has had plenty of experiences with telemedicine. As we continue, more overviews of what's going on in the world of health and how the studies and the journals and what they're publishing is affecting you, your everyday life, your health. So we continue with that. That's our deal here with Dr. Ken on Good Day Health.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. The Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all. But many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits in the 2 months since coronavirus took hold in the U.S. has jumped to nearly 39 million, according to the Labor Department, even as states from coast to coast gradually reopen their economies and let people get back to work. More than 2.4 million people filed for unemployment last week in the wave of layoffs from the business shutdown that has brought the economy to its knees. The number of weekly applications has slowed for 7 straight weeks. And the continuing rise shows that even though all states have begun reopening over the past 3 weeks, and the outbreak is still damaging businesses and destroying jobs. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said over the weekend that U.S. unemployment could peak in May or June at 20% or 25%. Unemployment in April stood at 14.7%, a figure unmatched since the 1930s. This is USA Radio News.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Musicians are still bringing music to the masses despite the pandemic. And with one example, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Neil Young is still performing during the coronavirus lockdown. Of course, he's doing so virtually. The singer-songwriter has been doing those virtual concerts on his website in a series called Fireside Sessions. And in his latest edition, he performed outdoors in what he called his Barnyard Edition, playing for a live audience of chickens, ducks, horses, and an alpaca.
Well, I see you give more than I can take. Well, I only harvest some.
You can watch it yourself at neilyoungarchives.com. Look for Movie Night. And I'm Chris Barnes.
Did she wake you?
President Donald Trump said that his administration will release guidelines for reopening places of worship this weekend after they were delayed by a disagreement with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention over what the recommendation should entail. Trump said he told the CDC to put out the guidelines, which have been revised by the White House officials in recent days to make them less stringent than the ones the agency initially recommended. According to senior administration officials, the guidelines for places of worship that have been cleared by the White House Counsel's office include recommendations such as wearing gloves while distributing Holy Communion, social distancing, and holding virtual service as a last resort. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, second half hour of our visit this week on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. The visits you and I talked about, I don't know, first time maybe a month or more ago, about how you were utilizing telemedicine in your clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Florida. And I pointed out that people could have easier access to you from around the country because, you know, you don't have to get in an airplane. Who wants to get in an airplane these days and fly to Florida or anyplace else? So if you want to use the New World Order of Medicine, which is, it is kind of, some things you can do, some things you can't. But certainly you can get a lot of clinical help by calling Ken in this specific circumstance. 352-735-1400 is the number for his office. And you can practice, again, long distance, close in. You don't want to go be exposed to what may go on in your trip. Let's do it online. You can do a Zoom account. I don't know. What do you have? Skype, Zoom, all that stuff. Is that what you use for telemedicine?
We use another system, something called DoxyMe. But
yeah, okay.
Any one of these can work. And we have, since early March, been using telehealth in the office. And it does work for a number of indications. Obviously, you can't do an electrocardiogram by telehealth.
Right.
You can't do a lot of things, but it's a very useful tool when used appropriately. And we really hope it's not going to be taken away. I've been hearing some rumblings that come July, it's no longer going to be covered. I hope these rumors are incorrect.
Mm-hmm. I would think that it would be bad for business all the way around. Anyway, connect with Ken in his office, 352-735-1400. He's good at advice, and his advice is good. Now, the telemedicine routine primary care doctor visits in the office. Is that what this statistic is about, or is this just primary care visits, whether it's telemedicine or whether it's in office, down 60%?
This is just for primary care doctors and how much their visits in general are down since the COVID-19 pandemic began. And they're in March and April, especially April, down 60% to your primary care doctor, which is amazing. And I saw another statistic since the beginning of this year, totally they're down a third. So a lot of primary care, and this is where a lot of prevention occurs, is not being done. And this is really going to take a toll on the American good health.
Under the circumstances, I'll give you my own. You know that I have a new primary care doctor, Dr. Patty Chang, out in Los Angeles. I like her a lot. And I was planning on going out there in the next few weeks to get some more work. Now, we were going to do some more stuff between you and her. We were working on a couple of things with regard to me when the world fell apart, and I didn't want to stay in L.A. and get caught there, so I left and came home. So some of the things that she wanted to do were incomplete, including getting the image work done. I have found that telemedicine works with her. She wants to do more of it. She says, some things I can't do with telemedicine, but she set up an appointment for me to go through the things, endoscopy, colonoscopy, where we get it, how we get the results, all of that sort of thing. You always want to be comfortable. That's the thing. You just pointed out something that's so important, I think, to everybody. You need to be comfortable with the health care you have and how your body is being taken care of. And the worry quotient of people who can't get these, you got an ache or a pain or something's bothering you and you can't get it taken care of. I had a tick bite on my back. I couldn't reach it. I couldn't get at it. So I'm digging away trying to get the tick off of my back, and I haven't had any. I finally went to my sister and she used some tweezers to get it off. But, silly things like that. I would normally have just gone to the doctor's office and said, here, take this out, or found a dermatologist or something. But I didn't. So the fact the tick stayed in there for a week or so, and my back was itchy. I couldn't, that's some of the simple things that we all would have probably attended to in a very simple, straightforward fashion. You don't think of those things until you go through the experience, and then what do you do? And it's,
wait a second. This tick stayed in your back for a week.
Couldn't get it out of my back. Couldn't reach it. Couldn't get anybody to get it out.
And
so I finally got it. It's not a small tick, so it's not the deer tick thing. It's just one of those big, ugly, ones that are blood suckers. All right. So next, the obesity numbers. We always are talking about losing weight. How people who are obese, I think you told me it was like 76% of the people who have COVID-19 start by being, their body mass index is way out of whack. And then what else happens according to this?
I don't know if that statistic came from me, but clearly we know that obesity is a big risk factor for the severe form of COVID-19. And the reason probably is because obesity increases the inflammation in the body. A lot of the hormones that are involved in the inflammatory process are increased by obesity, and that is not a good thing because that is one of the triggers of the severe form of COVID-19 when the inflammatory system, the cytokine storm, just goes crazily overboard. And when this all happens, the clotting system starts acting inappropriately and clotting from head to toe, which is obviously a bad thing. And what we've learned is that, and this was reported this week in the Medical Journal Radiology, that obesity does increase the odds for getting a blood clot to the lung in COVID-19. And this can be a deadly part of COVID-19. So another good reason to watch the weight. And I know as the gyms are closed, it makes it harder for all of us. Mm-hmm. And this is another facet of this. The gyms, which could keep us healthy if used properly, hopefully will open up in certain areas. I know in Florida, except in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area, they announced that they would be opened this week. And in the next week or two, many of them are beginning to open up with a lot of changes that will help to keep us healthy, but not hopefully spread the virus around.
Right. Lots of food for thought. Actually, we have a number of things here.
I really think staying physically fit in general is so important for avoiding the severe form of COVID-19. And obviously getting your exercise is a big, big factor of that.
Keep moving. That's one of my slogans. You're all here to help. That's one of my slogans. And another one, people say, how do you keep up? Guy, last night I was loading big boxes on my trailer at another farm. And the guy who's 10 years younger than me didn't keep up with me. He said, how old are you? He said, I told him, and he looked at me and he said, how do you do this? I said, I don't know. I've been doing it all my life. I think keeping your body moving is what makes you have longevity, Frank. You just keep moving. It can't be a sitting target. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with some radio listener specials I want to tell you about from MyPillow. Guaranteed, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. That is from the owner, the CEO, and the inventor of MyPillow. Mike Lindell says, if this isn't the most fabulous pillow you've ever owned, send it back and I'll give you your money back. Use it for 2 months. Imagine going into like Bed Bath & Beyond, buying a pillow, bringing it home, and in a week you go, hey, I don't like this pillow. They're going to laugh at you. You're not going to get your money back. So here's what another of the many things that makes MyPillow so unique to deal with. And online, it's one of those companies that you really have a good time looking at the website, seeing all of right now the specials, the BOGOs, the buy one, get one free, and the sheet department, the pillow department, the duvet department, the any department. Radio listener specials page, use the DJV code and get financing on all your orders that are over $200. That's the story. Mike Lindell, speaking of stories, has a great personal story. You can check it out at MyPillow as well. Find out about getting his book if you're interested in a story of rags to riches. This is a great one. That's all at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Right now, Home Sweet Home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer200.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the weekly, I mix up the words here. What is that old expression? Get your teeth caught between your tongue's caught behind your eye. Teeth can't see what you're saying. Good Day Health, a weekly overview of what's going on in the world of medicine and health from two perspectives. Dr. Jack Stockwell has an hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has an hour. And boy, do we travel around to get the results of all these surveys, all the research that's done. So here's one that offers hope, it would seem to me. There's been a lot of negative publicity last week or two, Ken, about youngsters getting COVID, and it's like Kawasaki disease. First of all, what's Kawasaki disease?
Well, Kawasaki's disease is an inflammatory excess illness, often in children after a viral illness. And the problem is that it presents like most viral illnesses in children, pretty nonspecific: fever, lethargy, a rash, maybe some abdominal pain, maybe some nausea and diarrhea. But what's added to Kawasaki's is that it also affects the arteries of the body. There's an inflammatory response to the arteries, and this can cause severe ability of the heart to pump. The kids can go into heart failure because the heart just doesn't work, because the arteries, the pipelines to the heart, just aren't functioning properly because they're acutely very inflamed. Fortunately, this is a rare problem, but there's another similar illness that looks like Kawasaki's. It's a mouthful. It's called multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children. And it's occurring after being exposed to COVID-19. And fortunately, this is rare. So mom and dad, you don't have to panic. Just be aware of it. It's a possibility, definitely not a likelihood. And it just presents like Kawasaki's with this. Like most viral infections in children, weakness, a fever, a rash, maybe some diarrhea, maybe some abdominal pain. But the key is that they also can show some signs of heart failure, you know, severe weakness, trouble breathing, not a good sign.
So you got these antibodies that may help in the condition, yeah, that have just been, discovered?
What's exactly. The story here? The good news is that given these children, and fortunately, again, let me remind you, this is very rare. Most of us, almost all of us, will never see a case of this. Thank you very much. But in these rare kids who have the real severe form of multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children, the good news reported this week in Circulation is that giving these kids antibodies from others who have been exposed to COVID-19 and survived and done well seems to be an effective treatment for many of these children. So this is really hope for these children.
Well, that's what we want to offer, is hope. But, you know, the other side of it is, you said something, it's rare. But to look at the newspapers, news media in general, you'd think every other child is coming down with Kawasaki disease. And it is extraordinary. So children are being affected to a very, very, underscore, very limited extent.
Correct.
Or this sort of thing. But then there are those who are going to worry, okay, if it mutates, then what happens? Well, that's kind of the what-if scenario. It has mutated a little, hasn't it?
It's a little unclear. That's a question that, you know, one of these other statements that the experts are making that will be refined in a month or two. It's a little unclear.
All right. Continuing on, up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here with us now to answer your questions, and there are lots and lots and lots of them. Let's start with what happens. First of all, a question. You're a cardiologist, so you deal with AFib, if you want to call that, fibrillations. I don't know where the R is. Is it fibrillations like library or fib? The R in the other place.
Atrial fibrillation.
Fibrillation. Okay. So you love to describe it as like a bag of worms, but go into it in a little more detail for people to know technically what's going on in your heart if you have AFib.
Sure. The heart has an electrical system, a spark at the top, and then the electrical impulse is transmitted from top to bottom so the heart can contract and relax in an orderly way. And for many different reasons, the upper part of the heart, the spark doesn't start nice and orderly and transmit nice and orderly, and you get a rapid, irregular beating called atrial fibrillation. Atria, the upper part of the heart, fibrillation, beating rapidly like a bag of worms. And this is a common problem that occurs mostly with aging. As we get older, the likelihood into our 70s and 80s is very common. It can occur at a younger age, and fortunately we have many ways of treating this. The news this week is that intense blood pressure control may reduce your atrial fibrillation risk. This was in the medical journal Hypertension. When they treated patients to a upper number down to 120, it was really a dramatic decrease, about 26% decrease in the risk of getting atrial fibrillation.
All right, next question has to do with vitamin D. Man, This vitamin D thing has sprung up everywhere, and I don't know whether it's because it's an opportunity to sell more product or if it's now time for people to become aware of what you've been telling me for years about vitamin D and how most people, why is it just now that people are finding out or thinking about vitamin D to the extent that they are?
Well, there is some evidence that those who get the more severe form of COVID-19, one of the risk factors is a low vitamin D level, and that is where this has really been getting a lot of attention. So make sure your vitamin D level is at least 30, and if you take a multivitamin, most of them have about 1,000 units, and that's pretty good. You can take up to 2,000 units a day safely, but if you go beyond that, please talk to your doctor.
All right, so here's a question that is sort of a normal one, and it comes from the good side of the track, I think, Ken. That is the, we're talking about what causes it. We've been talking for years when it comes to health about the food you eat, the air you breathe, the water you drink, all of that sort of stuff, and how the pollutants and the processed foods undermine our immune system. So now, are we going, look at the air, how much clearer it is, not only in our country, but around the world, after just a couple of months of inactivity when it comes to manufacturing. And then there's also the move toward healthier food. People go to the store and, hey, where's all our food? They begin to go to the farms and get better food. So will that mean we'll have stronger immune systems?
The healthier we live, the more our diet, our exercising, our mental stress, our sleep, these are all the factors you can adjust. All the things we talk about for living a heart healthy life helps our immune system.
Yeah, and there are lots of things you can eat for to fortify your heart and your lungs and your systems in general, I think. You don't change. You haven't changed your idea about the Mediterranean diet. Stay on that and you're fine, right?
That's pretty much it. I think it's a good choice.
Yeah. All right, so we got about a minute here for a question about PSA testing. And whether we get it or we don't get it, there seems to be a lot of concern still, or confusion more. I know you and I have talked about this when I've had my physical with you. Should we get it? Should we not get it? So what's the latest?
Right. This all started in 2008 when the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommended for those 75 and older not to get the PSA. And then in 2012, they recommended nobody get the PSA. And now the result is that the cases of advanced prostate cancer are rising. And I think that most agree that this was not the best recommendation.
So where did it come from? Why would anybody have gone down that road?
It came from this government task force that had no urologists on it. They were concerned that it would lead to excess testing because of the false positives of the PSA. And the problem is it's resulted in much more advanced prostate cancer, and the urologist didn't like this. My brother's a urologist. He was so upset about this and still is.
Yeah. Well, it's not necessary. Catch Dr. Ken and the most recent Good Day Health podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com. Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.